USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will be in Florida later today to witness something America hasn't seen in nearly a decade, as two American astronauts will launch to the International Space Station, weather permitting, from U.S. soil. For the first time since 2011, they'll be in a SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule sent into orbit by a Falcon 9 rocket from a NASA launch pad at Cape Canaveral. SpaceX founder Elon Musk says it does weigh heavily on him that this will be the first SpaceX mission involving human lives.
You know, I was asking them just a few hours ago, it's like, you guys feel good about this? Is there anything you want us to do? And, man, they're cool as a cucumber. I mean, they're just like nerves of steel.
Musk was speaking there on CBS's This Morning. Nevada casinos will be able to reopen on the 4th of June, with card tables and slot machines having to be behind plexiglass barriers. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Balance of Nature. No question. Your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. Again, your product is very, very good, and I couldn't live without it, basically. I thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, I'm doing my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Republican House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy urging Democratic leaders to pull today's scheduled vote to reauthorize the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA. He says they're concerned about proxy voting and allegations that former President Obama had used FISA to spy on American politicians. Four Minneapolis police officers involved in a street confrontation Monday that left a black man dead have been fired from their jobs, a day after a bystander's video showed the man, George Floyd, pleading that he couldn't breathe as a white cop was kneeling on his neck. Last night, it brought protesters into the streets of Minneapolis, some of them clashing with police officers. And there was a solidarity demonstration in Chicago as well, where musician Chance the Rapper told reporters he was grieving.
I want people to understand that we are all humans and that we all feel a sense of danger or rage when situations like this happen.
The FBI is investigating. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Applications for loans to buy homes rose 9% last week in America, the sixth straight week of gains, and they're up more than 50% since early April. The Mortgage Bankers Association saying total application volume rose by 2.7% last week, as refinance applications slipped 0.2%, as refis are still 176% higher than a year ago. The national average interest rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage edging up 1 basis point to 3.42%. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, no longer technically royals, but they are reportedly worried about their family's safety after drones have been making repeated flights over their home in the Hollywood Hills in recent weeks. The couple has reportedly told police some flyovers have been as low as 20 feet above their property so as to try to get photos of them and their young son, Archie. The Daily Beast citing a source saying that Meghan and Harry have been putting up with unimaginable levels of press intrusion at the home where they're temporarily residing. They've reported at least 5 drone flyovers to police, most recently this past Monday. And the MLB's presented an economic proposal to its players as the two sides are trying to work towards a deal to begin the 2020 season. ESPN's reporting the highest paid players would still receive less than 40% of their full season salaries. The players' union has not yet made a decision on the proposal. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.